Lanyap, a little something extra, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Bob Lennox. My guest today, Mari Brennan with the Twin City Ballet Board. Mari, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, glad that you're here, and quite a week that's going on with the Twin City Ballet and a lot of different events that are happening. But one in particular that's going to be happening with schools across the area is a presentation of Buddy the Elf.
It's our world premiere. It starts at 9 today. We are welcoming about 20,000 school children this week to the Monroe Civic Center. And it's amazing, an amazing production that Joe East has put together. He's our New York choreographer who's done a lot of ballets with the Twin City Ballet. And this one is no exception. It's fantastic. Yeah.
What is his connection to the area? I mean, coming from New York and doing work up there?
It all started with regional ballet. And he's been working with Miss Linda Ford, our artistic director, for many years. He comes in during the summer to teach. And that's one of our missions, is to teach young dancers and all the aspects of ballet and dance.
Yeah. Now, Buddy the Elf, we are talking inspired from the motion picture.
Right.
With the story of Buddy, the out-of-place elf.
Very much inspired by the picture, and we have a fantastic man that's playing Buddy the Elf. He's making his Twin City Ballet debut, and not really a dancer, but definitely a good performer and musician, John Gist from West Monroe, former youth pastor, and just an amazing person. The kids love him, and the audiences will definitely love him. He's very fun.
And he fits the role because he's a pretty big guy, pretty tall.
Definitely. He's 6'8", 6'9". He is head and shoulders above our tiny elves that are the Twin City Ballet dancers. So it is really fun to watch.
And yeah. You mentioned over 20,000 students, so you get rolling today, but performances going on at various schools, so obviously mom and dads, you know, check, you know, your kids' correspondence from school. You can find out where the performances are going to be going on, but you mentioned there's 20,000 kids, so plenty of schools it's going to be.
Right. They're all coming into the Monroe Civic Center. They'll be bused in. So if anybody is interested in coming to see a performance and you don't, you know, you want to see, you can just walk up to the Civic Center box office and get a $4 ticket. It's easy to do.
Yeah.
And bring your friends.
Yeah, we mentioned a busy week for the Twin City Ballet. The Jingle Bell Jam.
That is tonight. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fantastic. If you haven't seen the trees, we have 40 beautifully decorated trees. It's over the top, incredible. Patty Wilhite is chairing the week-long events with Festival of Trees.
Right.
And tonight is the big silent auction. So if you are looking for a Christmas tree, this is the place to be. It starts at 7 tonight, goes till 11. And Thurman's Food Factory is catering. The mashed potato bar alone will be enough to warrant the price of the ticket. So I think it'll be super fun. We have live entertainment that Julian Jones has lined up for the evening.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited. I can't wait to see what he's got. He says it's spectacular.
Oh, good deal. With the trees, now the silent auction is going to be happening tonight. Will they be held there at the theater? You know, folks can come by later this week, you know, if they don't have a chance to take a look at them. Because we were talking about the public viewing that happened Sunday.
Right.
And now the auction happening today.
Right. If you didn't get a chance to see it, they'll be up all week for the performances and even for Saturday's performance. We do a gala performance on Saturday of Buddy the Elf. Plus, we're doing Act 2 of the Nutcracker on Saturday night. And that starts at 7:30.
Okay. Speaking with Mari Brennan with the Twin City Ballet Board, the performance of the Nutcracker and also the Holly Jolly Breakfast that's going to be happening.
Oh, it's so fun for little kids. I mean, if you have a little person, this is the place to be. Saturday morning from 9 to 11 at the Civic Center lobby. We've got it decorated like Santa's workshop, and there's like fun games and activities to do. Plus, the Coffee Bean is going to be doing beautiful little breakfast for them. It's going to be so precious. Cindy Faust has written a book to go along with our Buddy the Elf performance. So she's going to be doing a little reading. Maybe Buddy might even read it. That would be fun. We'll have characters from the Nutcracker and from the ballet who'll be walking around in costume for the children to see.
Yeah. It's really a time when, and of course, you know, parents can bring the kids out for the Holly Jolly Breakfast. And really, you know, the Twin City Ballet this full week, just really getting into the Christmas spirit. And a lot of folks, I'm sure, behind the scenes getting this all together.
We have had phenomenal volunteers. And just, it's going to be, it's already started off to be a wonderful event. And I'm sure next year will be even bigger and better. But, I mean, I just cannot emphasize so much how beautiful the lobby of the Civic Center is, and what a great start to Christmas season. And if anybody needs tickets to Jingle Bell Jam or mm-hmm. to the Holly Jolly Breakfast, they're available at the Coffee Bean.
Okay.
Or you can call 388-3011. That's our Twin City Ballet number.
Okay. About how long is the, we're talking about the Buddy the Elf, how long of a performance is that for the kids?
It's about an hour and 10 minutes.
Okay.
It's like a really short, fun, high energy, interactive performance. There's big screens on either side of the stage, and there's a lot of action and a lot of singing, because, you know, the best way to spread Christmas cheer is to sing loudly for all to hear.
Absolutely. So, again, a lot going on. The Jingle Bell Jam that happens tonight, starting at 7 o'clock.
It does. You can come to the door and get tickets.
All right. Maury Brennan, a number for more information?
388-3011 or 348-1505.
All right. Just that easy. Thanks for being with us. Twin City Ballet Board, and a lot going on. Thanks again.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Lanyap, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lanyap is produced at the studios of KEDM.